Do you have any enemies? Well, your answer may be yes or no, but we need to realize that all of us have enemies. David wrote in the 23rd Psalm, "Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies." Now, who were these enemies? They were not necessarily people. Stay with us as we consider who and what these enemies were, as well as what our enemies are. As the shepherd of old led his sheep over the long journey to good, rich pasture land, he was confronted by many dangers along the way. There was the constant dread from above as eagles and vultures swept down upon the flock and stole the lambs. All around there were unseen enemies in hiding. Vicious beasts peered from adjacent caves, waiting for their chance to attack. Often little brown adders living underground came up to nip the noses of the sheep as they grazed, producing death. In addition to all this, thieves and robbers were a constant menace to the shepherd and his flock. There were other perils to be encountered, but one of the shepherd's greatest problems was the danger of poisonous plants. Though there may be perfect calm all around, mixed in the luscious grass, there may be a very dangerous enemy. Poisonous plants, which are fatal to sheep, abound in the Holy Land. Thus it is necessary for the shepherd to prepare the pasture. With his mattock in hand, he performs the laborious task. Grubbing out every noxious weed he could find, he lays them in a pile to dry and to burn. Then the shepherd leads his sheep into the prepared pasture. As we follow our great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, over the pathways of life, we are plagued by many enemies, but our good shepherd never loses a sheep. He says in John 10:27-28, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." As long as we follow the shepherd, we are secure from all enemies. All those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and commit themselves to him are assured that God will undertake and God will lead. He never fails his own. But some of you might wonder, is this all a person needs to be saved? Just simply trust in Christ? Absolutely. This is all you can do. For God says, "By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The Lord Jesus offers salvation as a free gift to all who will believe on him. There are many people who do not understand this fundamental truth of the Scriptures. It is not Christ plus good works, nor Christ plus the church, nor Christ plus the sacraments. It is Christ and Christ only. We read in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." I hope you've come to God through his only way of salvation, Jesus Christ. Because David knew the great shepherd, he found the Lord to be sufficient for every occasion. He could write, "Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies." David met many enemies along life's way, but the Lord always gave him deliverance. There is not a moment of the day when you and I are not facing our worst enemy, the devil. Ever ready to attack, he looks for an opportunity to instill the venomous poison of doubt in our minds. But Satan and all his demons are defeated in Jesus Christ. Though Satan is the prince of this world and the god of this age, he is a defeated foe. Through the Holy Spirit who indwells each believer, the prince of this world is judged, the Bible tells us in John 16:11. In the Holy Spirit's strength, we can overcome Satan. The shepherd and his helpless sheep were often plagued by the constant danger of thieves who lay in wait, ready to steal the sheep from the shepherd. Well, this suggests to me ungodly companions who try to turn believers away from the Lord. How many broken hearts might have been spared had some of us obeyed God's eternal principle, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Many a testimony has been shattered because God's people were not prudent in choosing the kind of friends that pleased the Lord. We also need to beware of the ravenous beasts that would seek to destroy the believer's confidence in God's word. The Lord Jesus warned of the false prophets, which come to us in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. False teachers are on every hand seeking to deceive the children of God. But there is also another enemy that troubles all of us. It's the enemy of the self-life. The great shepherd longs to pluck it out of our lives, but we continue to feed on its poisons. Probably we have no greater enemy than the self-life. I recall the minister who was asked one time in a minister's conference, "What is the chief problem of your work for God?" His straightforward and honest answer was, "Myself." You and I have the same problem. The Lord longs to fill us with himself, but he cannot until we are emptied of ourselves. It was D.L. Moody who said, "Christ sends none away empty, but those who are full of themselves." There has never been a selfish person in the world who was a great Christian. What was the secret of the Apostle Paul's mighty usefulness? It could all be summed up in one word: selflessness. He was completely emptied of self. He had no interest in his own personal gain and comfort. He was able to say, "What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." He was not insistent on carrying out his own wishes and plans. He confessed, "For to me to live is Christ." Oh, that God would put this earnest desire in our hearts. If Christ were the supreme object in our lives, our enemies would soon vanish under the mighty arm of our great shepherd. Well, let's get closer to him. Let's eat of the table of blessing which he has prepared for us in the midst of our enemies. Now, if you should not be one of the Lord's chosen ones, it's not God's fault, because he loves you and gave his Son to die for you. I urge you to trust in Jesus Christ and know the joy of everlasting life and the blessing of God day by day as you walk with him. It's a thrilling life, my dear friend. Try it and see. Father, I thank you that in the midst of the travels through this life, we have the assurance of your protective care all along the way. Help us not to stray from you, but to follow you and do your will above all else, that we might enjoy your very best. I ask this in Christ's name. Amen.